Chapter 9. I got a letter from Betsy asking me what I wanted to do next. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I said goodbye to Peggotty, Mr. Barkis, Mr. Omer, Emily, Dan and Ham. Then Steerforth and I left Yarmouth. On our way back to London, I told Steerforth what Betsy had asked me. Betsy thought I should be a lawyer. Steerforth said I could, but it would be very boring. Betsy got the idea when she went to change her will to leave everything to me. Janet and Betsy were waiting for me in London. Mr. Dick was looking after the house. Betsy asked me what I thought about being a lawyer. To learn from a lawyer would cost £1,000. I was worried about Betsy spending more money on me. Don't be silly. You are a loving boy who has been a pleasure to raise since you came to my house, Betsy told me. The next day, we went to find a job for me. On our way to the doctor's common, a beggar saw Betsy and knew who she was. She sent me to wait at St. Paul's Cathedral and went to meet with the beggar. When she came to meet me, she had spent all her money on the beggar and told me that I was not to ever mention the beggar again. We met with Mr. Spenlow at the Doctor's Common. He was a lawyer who was going to teach me. I wouldn't get paid for learning from Mr. Spenlow. I gave him the money he asked for, and he took me to meet the other lawyers and clerks. When we were done, Betsy took me to find a room in a house that was run by Mrs. Krupp. With that all sorted, Betsy told me that she knew I was going to be a great man, and then she went back to Dover. One day, Mrs. Steerforth invited me to dinner with her and Miss Dartle. Steerforth was out with his friends from Oxford, but I told him to bring some of his friends over for dinner when he saw me. He brought two friends over for dinner, and I got drunk very quickly. We all had a good time together and decided to go to the theatre. I was so drunk that Steerforth asked me if I was all right. When we got to the theatre, I made too much noise because I was drunk, and the other people told me to be quiet. I saw Agnes sitting in a box. I called out to her, but she looked so embarrassed and told me to be quiet and watch the play. I upset Agnes so much with my behaviour that she told me to go home. Steerforth took me home, but I was annoyed with Agnes for being mean to me. The next day I was very embarrassed by the way I had acted the night before. I couldn't remember most of what had happened, and I felt very ill. I was better the next day when a letter came from Agnes. She didn't say anything about the theatre, but invited me to dinner with her friends, the Waterbrooks. I was nervous about seeing Agnes now, but I wrote back to her and agreed to go. When I saw Agnes, I started crying and said I was sorry for how I acted. She told me to calm down and to sit with her. She told me that I should be aware of Steerforth. She didn't like how I acted when he was around. Then she asked me if I was in love with anyone. I told her about Miss Dartle, and then Agnes asked me if I had seen Uriah Heep. She told me that he was in London to become her father's business partner. I was suddenly very angry that Uriah Heep should think he was good enough to be Mr. Wickfield's business partner. He has been taking control for so long and father is so ill. He told my father he would leave if my father didn't make him a partner. I begged my father to let him go. I need you to be nice to Uriah Heep. I don't want him to turn on my father, Agnes told me. Uriah Heep watched me the whole time I was there. He made me feel uncomfortable the whole time. I hated him so much, and it was very hard to be nice to him, even though Agnes had asked me to be. It was even harder when Uriah Heep started saying bad things about Mr. Wickfield. He hasn't been very wise in his business. He would be ruined if I wasn't helping him out. I am in love with Agnes, and she is going to marry me, he said. I was so angry with him that I thought about killing him. You've told her how you feel? I asked. No, but she will marry me because of her father. Don't tell her, though. I will ask her later, he said. Uriah Heep had stayed out so long that his hotel was locked for the night. I had to let him sleep in my room. When he was asleep, I thought about killing him again. I stayed up all night thinking of a way to save Agnes.